This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Everything's better now.
Shut up. What's wrong Wednesday is that y'all keep playing that drop and me going, Yep. Also, what's wrong Wednesday? Wes Matthews is killing me right now. That dude is destroying my soul as far as basketball goes. It seems like all these other things could be going right, but he can't make a layup.
Right.
Come on, man. They can't defend the three either. He's supposed to be the guy that's our perimeter defender.
Yeah, not anymore.
Also, Devin Harris leaves with a hamstring injury. First game.
That was fast.
How are we going to trade him in the middle of the season if he's hurt? We can't trade him if he's hurt, Kevin. 877-881-1053.
I would be inclined to agree with that.
He hit Ayton so hard, or Ayton hit him so hard that he got a hamstring injury out of it?
Yeah, man.
Huh.
Ayton's a big old boy.
He is.
877-881-1053. Text in. Tell us, what's wrong? What's wrong?
It's interesting, the like live and die already mentality of this Mavs game, and that just shows you like how people give a crap again.
Yeah,
because if it was last year, you'd be like, well, we suck. What can you do?
And that's what you were hoping. That's
What do you know? Wes Matthews took a three-pointer that hit barely the side of the rim.
That's all you could hope for as like the owner and Mavs fans is some sort of passion out of the fan base. Because it kind of got to a point where you're like, I mean, it's an irrelevant team.
No, you're right. And they're getting...
Even with Dennis Smith Jr., you're like, well, I mean, wasn't he like the ninth pick? Is he really that good? Like, y'all... And then, I mean, he is good.
Yeah.
But pair him with good talent. See what happens.
They're getting drilled at the moment by the worst team in the NBA last year. So
there's that. It looks bad. And
it's early.
I'm interested in seeing how they develop.
And that's
and
the thing. I don't give a crap what Wes Matthews looks like. He's not part of the future. So
when is that contract going to be shit, Kevin?
This is last year.
All right.
All right. From the 972 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I bet a buddy $500 on a bowling game tonight after shooting 267 and 245 the first two games. Lost $500 because I shot 178 the last game.
Ooh. So it's not like the guy that you were playing was shooting, you know, like 175 and then all of a sudden shot a 290. And
he sharked you. Hustling?
Yeah, this is just you sucking.
Right.
I mean, that sucks. Oh.
Folding under the pressure.
Wow.
No, it happens, dude. Sometimes you get out there and you're just like, that wasn't my best.
Yes, it starts going wrong and it keeps going wrong. From the 903, what's wrong Wednesday? I'm constipated and have a huge headache as a result.
Hold on.
Those two things aren't normally attached, are they?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. I've never been unable to poop and the headache was the result.
Have you ever felt like sick because of it, though?
A headache?
No, if you're constipated.
I
can see those things going together.
In your stomach, maybe. Not a headache, right?
Yeah.
I mean, depends on how constipated you are.
Sometimes I've felt nauseous from a headache, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't. But if I had to poop, I was still going to poop. I mean...
How do we help them poop? Take some laxative?
There's this stuff called psyllium. You just take some of that stuff. Take two teaspoons of it with like a water, but put some sort of flavoring in it, low calorie flavoring if you can. That will be helpful.
Huh?
It runs, dude. It's like pulp, and I told y'all before, pulp can move, and this is essentially pulp.
Wow.
So there you go.
So, would you say it works?
It works.
Okay.
Psyllium.
Good to know.
I think it starts with a P.
Really?
I don't know, man.
Not a C?
No, it actually might even be an S.
Okay.
From the 214, what's wrong? I lost my voice because the stupid weather changed and couldn't do my incredible celebrity impressions and to make my buddies laugh. I mean, you're not having a bad day then, if that's all that's wrong.
Okay.
The other guy lost $500.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
on the sliding scale, 500 is worse than losing your voice, but they probably both pale in comparison to... Well, Kamari Verrett, that's the Louisville tight end. Did you see he got charged with a threat to kill his girlfriend?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So He pled not guilty, but he faces a hearing next Friday to first-degree endangerment, fourth-degree assault. And so the word is that he found out his laptop was missing from his backpack after his girlfriend returned his backpack, and he assumed that she stole it, even though she said she didn't know it was gone. And the allegation is that Averett approached her car and put a gun to her head.
Over a laptop?
Yeah, and then said he would shoot the car and told her he would have, quote, my people looking for you.
Wow. That seems pretty extreme. Like, you could probably get that back in other ways.
Yeah, by the way, to make it even more complicated, word is that the two have a kid together.
Oh, man. That is terrible.
That's bad. Well, so there's that.
In the 817, there's this. What's wrong? Nothing. Went to the fair today. Had a great time. Best part was I got 3 smoked turkey legs for the price of 1. Then watched South Park and nearly died laughing.
Ah.
It was their first time to ever see it.
Whoa. Were they running a sale at the fair because nobody's been there because of the rain?
I don't know if they're running any sales. I do know they have extended hours at the fair this Saturday and Sunday. So I think they're opening at like 7 a.m. Go check it out. But it's on Twitter, at State Fair Texas. By the way, they're following me on Twitter. That's kind of badass.
Is this the last weekend of the fair?
I think this is the last weekend of the fair. And because of the rain, they're like, hey, please come out here, and because it's a big money maker for the state, you know, like sure. that brings in some big time coin, and this week's been wasted because of all the rain. So,
interesting. So from the 817, what's wrong Wednesday? I work outside, and with all the rain, clothes get wet. So now I've got to drive home in my underwear because I don't want to get my truck wet.
Your underwear's not wet. Like,
I mean,
your clothes are doing their job then.
Do you have a fresh pair of underwear on? Or is that
not that other?
Do you have that drop still? I really want to hear. I've wanted to hear that drop for a long time. You remember that one, Kevin?
Yes,
the old
I do.
Colby drop that we used to play all the time.
Used to play that a lot.
I love that drop.
Nobody can find that. It's been purged.
Oh, no.
But I do wonder. Do you have a fresh pair on, or did you wearing what you were wearing during the day? Because shouldn't that be wet?
I mean, it depends. It really does on how.
You say depends?
Right. No, not because they absorb liquids very well.
By the way, those Depends print ads are terrible because they show them wearing these giant diapers and they're like, you could barely even tell it's on. And I'm like,
no,
yes, I can.
It's totally on. You look like a huge baby.
Yes.
It's always something. It does. Listen, and I know there are people that have these problems. And I'm probably going to end up with it, too, like at some point.
But my shot was at the advertising.
It's always a picture of this guy with a big belly, right? And he's like standing there and he's smiling like he's Captain Underpants. And, you know, he's just so happy about the fact that he can go poop right in front of you. You don't even notice.
Speaking of teases, let's talk about underwear.
What? What's wrong Wednesday from the 210? They don't have a G-bag flag and they live in Florida.
Ooh.
Surely somebody from G-Bag would mail it to you.
All you got
to
do is just message Dawson.
Exactly.
Or message Spittle.
Oh, yeah. Spittle will, he'll probably drive it to you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then while he's there, he'll be like, hey, you want to talk some puck?
He could.
Panthers puck.
There's a great match going on at the barn tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Psyllium is spelled P-S-Y-L-L-I-U-M, by the way.
That's too many letters. There's an excess P. There's an excess L.
Is the
much.
Y even that important?
Yeah, there's too much.
Sorry about that.
So from the 214, what's wrong Wednesday? It itches. I don't know what itches, but something itches.
Oh, no. Was he recently with a woman of questionable...
I remember they did a play in school.
What the hell kind of play
just
is that?
Work with me on this, all right? They did this play, and one of the guys was playing like a character who may have had some problems mentally. Uh-huh. And all he could scream about was that his dogs were tired, which was his feet. And then he'd just scream, but it itches! And he did it over and over throughout the entire play. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Is it his feet that itch? What itches? He just kept screaming it. So maybe that's what they're talking about.
Huh.
Maybe they were in that play.
Okay.
And that's their line.
From the 214.
I don't think we should move on from that so quickly. That
I don't remember the
magical.
Name of the play, dude. It felt like What's Eating Gilbert Grape or something. Okay. Man, Grapes of Wrath.
are two different.
What's the difference between
those? What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Did that take place in a house on a farm?
I don't know if I ever saw that. The Grapes of Wrath definitely revolves around farms.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other one, though. Back to you, Colby.
All right. From the 214, What's Wrong Wednesday, saw a chick with a big booty while I was pumping gas. She went inside and didn't come back out, so I didn't get to look at the big booty again.
How much longer do you stay to see that? Like, are you like, I'll wait an extra minute?
Yeah.
Or are you like, I got stuff to do?
It depends. Like,
I mean, if are you going back to your same joke again?
No, actually, because I had a moment today, guys.
Did it revolve around depends or big booties or both?
Went to the gym today.
Ooh,
which
could still go either way.
If you go at like 10:30, that means there's a lot of old people, right? Because young people are at work.
Really pissing off the old people here in this segment.
They're asleep. They went to sleep like 4 hours ago.
Yeah,
after bingo night.
Because their station shuts down at 7 o'clock. I gotcha.
Listen, don't forget, station that airs Jerry Jones, everybody else gets their Jerry quotes from right here. Station that airs Stephen Jones, Jason Garrett, everybody gets their quotes from right here on 105.3 The Fan. But I'm at the gym, and I see this girl walk by, right? Outside. I see her go by through the window. Then I never see her come into the gym because it's a rec center, so there's all sorts of other stuff going on. And so I like kind of... When I got done, I went to my locker and I got my stuff out of the locker while I looked down and in the pool, she's a lifeguard.
Ooh.
And so she's standing around. So I kind of moseyed my way over to see what, you know, was going on in the pool.
Then what happened?
I mean, I stayed around for an extra minute just to see what was going on. Okay. And then I made my way out of that place.
All right.
So there you go.
So just an extra minute.
Yeah, but that was all I needed though, right? Like I didn't need much more time than that. So What's Wrong Wednesday, my fiance sold my kayak, even though I told her this might be the second biblical flood.
Ooh, but here's the question you need to determine if you should get married to her. Does she comfortably fit in the regulation size kayak?
Is there a regulation size kayak?
Probably.
I mean, there has to be, right? Because they have kayak races, and so you can't have just the super huge kayak out
there.
That'd
be awesome, though. It just runs over all the barriers and stuff. Yeah. From the 817, What's Wrong Wednesday, I worked 5 jobs, including lawn care. Haven't been able to make any money from that job because of the weather, and my car ended up in the shop. The weather, it's supposed to not rain until the afternoon tomorrow, late afternoon. So can mow those lawns early.
Supposed to cool off a little this weekend too.
Cool off?
No, I mean like as far as the rain goes.
Oh.
And then start back up next week. So.
Oh, geez.
What's wrong Wednesday? We need some KNC Masterpiece trucker hats. Absolutely. Absolutely we do. How do we get that to happen?
Because we had stickers, t-shirts. We've had the bottle openers.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe the next thing
KNC
is trucker hats.
Man, I'd love
that'd be nice.
I'd love a KNC hat of some sort.
Hey,
I'd like a KNC belt buckle.
There's a chance, by the way, we might have some specialized merchandise for Peace-a-thon.
What?
So just keep an ear out. Peace-a-thon is just a little bit more than a month away. So we might have some specialized KNC merchandise just for that show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.